Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando is back, ladies and gentlemen. Mary's a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people that we know. She is an expert in helping people grow their businesses, especially, and this is her special focus is on women's businesses, and she's recognized around the world as one of the top experts on helping women grow their businesses. She's actually, the U.S. government considers her one of their envoys in that matter. She is the founder of WomenBusinessOwner.com. She's the author of Leading with Care, also The Woman's Advantage, and she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it is always great to be here with you.
Welcome back from we're glad you're here. Welcome back from Amsterdam. When were you in Amsterdam?
I was in Amsterdam a couple of weeks ago. I went over to speak at a conference that helps bring women from developing countries, helps them bring their products to the mainstream market. So
right.
There were about 8,000 women from all over the world.
That's a little scary, 8,000 women all together. That, you know, for a guy, that's kind of a frightening scenario there. Mary.
That's right. Yeah. There were a lot of hormones in that big conference.
Hey, Mary. But not much chatting, right? Not much talking or chatting or anything like that, right?
Oh no, not at all. Women never chat when they get together. Never.
Hey, Mary. What did you talk to them about in Amsterdam?
Jim, I talked to them about this whole concept of microloans and how women who can get very small microloans can build just amazing businesses.
The Grameen bank loans, like a Grameen bank loan.
Well, that's one of them. And yeah. Of course, in my book, Leading with Care, which I wrote in cooperation with CARE, the International Relief Organization, CARE does that as well. They help women come together and support each other with very small loans. And
right.
So, for example, here's a woman in Niger who gets a loan for $1.40 and parlays it into a business that now employs people in her village.
Wow.
So it's amazing what people can do with just the least amount of support.
These microloans, and by the way, Mohamed Yunus won the Nobel Prize for his Grameen Bank project. I don't know if it inspired the others. It doesn't matter as long as they're happening. But I just heard a guy speak yesterday who'd been to India recently, and he was talking about how the microloans were helping small business owners in India, and including, as you said, a lot of women. And we're talking, folks, when we're talking microloans, we're talking $100, maybe $50.
Yeah, and Jim, you know, the payback on those loans is off the charts.
Yeah.
It's like 96% or something like that of
right.
those loans are repaid. So, yes, boy, did he deserve the prize for that, because just the whole concept is
right.
so mind-changing.
Well, you know, the reason why I like to talk about these things, Mary, is because one of the things I've said for a long time is, if small business owners could connect with each other around the globe, we could actually, I'm convinced that the small business owners connecting together, we could affect world peace, we could affect world hunger, because I believe what Frederick Bastiat said over 150 years ago. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Oh, and, that's beautiful. And if we could get
And what's good for small business, Mary, is good for the world. And so the more we can empower every little small business owner out there, everyone who wants to have a small business and is willing to work for it, if we can empower those people not only to do business but to connect with each other over the internet around the world, think about that kind of a power, that kind of influence on these on these politicians who actually typically wind up being creating more harm than they do good.
Well, I for one would like to see what our country looked like if it were run by small business owners or former small business
Amen.
Owners.
Amen. From your mouth to God's ears, Mary.
You know, it would be a very different situation in D.C.
Well,
right now.
Well, President, I'd be willing to live in a world with President Mary Cantando. But you'd have to have a man vice president, Mary, because I don't know if I'd want two women in charge of everything. I mean, we need a little balance up there, Mary.
Well, here's the platform, Jim. How about Cantando Blasingame?
No, I'm too outspoken, Mary. I'm not very diplomatic sometimes. Hey, Mary, one of the things I want to talk about before we wrap up this segment is your calendar. We always talk about your calendar this time every year because you've got a great product. Ladies, especially, this is a calendar that Mary has put out now for several years. I'm a happy customer of those. Mary, I want more of them because we sent those out to our friends and customers, and they love them. And this is a calendar devoted to women. Tell us
about it. Right. So the Women's Advantage Shared Wisdom Calendar. Women from all over the world go to our website and write in their tips or advice for starting or growing a business. And then every year I pull the 365 of those that I think are the most relevant to women business owners everywhere. I pull those 365 together into one of these blocks of paper that sits on your desk,
yeah,
and you tear off a page every day. It is just, this project is just the delight of my life, Jim.
The ladies in my office have them. And ever so often, I'll be in their office, and they'll say, look at this. Look at what this one is today. I mean, they're very inspiring. And tell them how they can find them, Mary.
You can buy them on the website womensadvantage.biz.
So W-O-M-E-N-S.
No. It's W-O-M-A-N.
Okay. All right. W-O-M-A-N-S, Women's Advantage.
Right. Advantage. Dot biz,
right.
B-I-Z.
All right, and they can find them there. And what about if we buy them? What about if, like I do, I buy them in bulk? Is there a discount for them or at all?
Well, you know what? I will give your listeners a promotion code that they can use. So when you get to the promotion code field, if you just type in the word advantage, and it doesn't matter if it's uppercase or lowercase, type in the word advantage. And you'll get a $3 discount off of every calendar.
See, I work hard for you, folks. That's really all I wanted. I knew you weren't going to buy in bulk, but get that $3. Type in advantage when you go to womensadvantage.biz to get the calendar that Mary's put out. It's a great one. I'm going to take a quick break. Back with more to come from my good friend Mary Cantando. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.